Welcome to Niger Superfans Podcast.
Stephen Okechukwu Keshi was born on the 3rd January 1962 and he died on the 7th of June 2016 at the age of 54. During his playing career, Keshi earned 60 caps in the Nigerian national football team, making him the nation's second most cap player at the time of his retirement. The highlight of his career was representing the country at the 1994 FIFA World Cup and the 1994 Africa Cup of Nations, where he captained the Super Eagles to victory. He also played club football in 5 countries, most notably Belgium, where he won the Belgian League Championship with Anderlecht in 1991. As a manager, Keshi also achieved success by qualifying Togo for the only FIFA World Cup appearance in that country's history in 2006. He later coached his native Nigeria to Africa Cup of Nations glory in 2013 in South Africa, becoming one of only 2 people, along with Egypt's Mahmoud El Gouari, to have won the AFCON as both a player and a coach. The interview you are about to listen to is the full undiluted story of Stephen Keshi's entire sojourn with the Super Eagles of Nigeria. It was conducted in Accra, Ghana, when the Big Boss was coach of the Togolese national team. I started by asking him about his first appearance at the Africa Cup of Nations.
Stephen, which was your first African Nations Cup?
My first African Nations Cup would have been 1980.
That's where we'd like you to take it from, because I know, I remember you were part of the preparation.
Yeah, I was. I was till last 4 weeks before the tournament. I got injured. I had a muscle tear, and I was in with Steven Sokwala. You know, they picked us up from school, and late Carlo Dwyer, the coach, and some of that, they had this plan to have at least 7 or 5 schoolboys in the team for the future. And Stephanos, myself, Otoburi, or whatever his name, from Sharks, Idris Musa, were like, you know, then I got injured, so they brought somebody else in, and I missed the 1980. Then I came back 1982 in Libya, and that was it.
So what happened in Libya? We were actually knocked out in the first round.
Yeah, we lost in the first round. We had all the good players: Peter Fregene, late Osti Fregene, late Mudashu Lawa. We had all the good players. It just things didn't work out. You know, things didn't work out. I think Segun Odegbami was there too. I'm not sure. We had some good, you know, good team, but I don't know what happened. I was young. I was very young. I was just coming out from high school, and you know.
But then I'm sure you remember everything that happened in 1984 in Cote d'Ivoire.
Probably not all, but maybe 90% of it, yeah.
Just tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I remember we went to Cote d'Ivoire, just like a tournament like this, Four Nations tournament, where we lost to Togo 5-2. And the Nigerians and Ivory Coast were really mad at us. They were just cussing us out. Is it what you guys gonna come do in the Nations Cup? Just better stay in Nigeria, don't come disgrace Nigeria, you know. We were just laughing ourselves out because, we were like 20, 21, you know, young. The oldest in our team then was probably Mudashu Lawa, late Mudashu Lawa. The rest of us, Balali, late Patrick Okala, Fatai Yekini. Rashidi Yekini.
Who was there?
Was there?
Yeah.
But
Scott's
member. Yeah, Scott. Was not the team. Was not playing. Harry Mosu, Onfrey Dobo, Tibu Zoyilebu, Paulo Cook. We're very young, you know, young kids. We're just having fun, you know. But we lost the tournament, came back. When we came back for the proper tournament, we were very, I mean, the reception was very cold from the Nigerians in Ivory Coast. In fact, we didn't see anybody. And we had Bouake with Coach Onigbide and James Peters, and late Chiama was Kentebe, I think. I can't remember. No, is it Kentebe? It was a naval officer. So I can't remember his name again. And we made up our mind that if we're going to lose any game, it won't be Ghana game. No way. I mean, if any other team is going to beat Nigeria, but not Ghana. We, because same group, my group, came to Accra, beat Ghana in Accra 2-1. And we just said, that's it. No more losing to Ghana. And we had Ghana in our group with Algeria. We played with Malawi, I think first game was against Ghana. We won 2-1, great goal from Chibuzo Ilebu. I think the Ghanaians scored first from Samuel Opokunti. Then we equalized through, is it Clement Temile? I can't remember. Then Ilebu scored the winning goal. We won 2-1. Then we had second game against Malawi. Temile was wonderful. Great game. Scored two goals.
We were, that
much. No, was it 2-2? Yeah, yeah. We were losing 2-0.
Yeah.
Then Clement scored two wonderful goals, solo effort. And then we started seeing Nigerians coming around. Oh, you know, so we said, hey, you didn't welcome us before. You were not prepared to receive us. So go back. We don't want you guys. Just stay out of our lives. You know, then we played against Algeria. We tied 2-2 or 1-1 or 0-0. I can't remember. Who qualified for the quarterfinals or something.
Straight to the semifinals at that time. There were just 8 teams in the tournament.
Right?
Yeah.
No, not 8 teams. No, no, no. Was it?
Yeah.
There are 2 groups. When Bouake and...
Accra.
And Abidjan.
Abidjan.
Yeah, you might be right. Then we'll play semifinal against
Egypt.
We were losing, I think it was 2-0. We're losing 2-0. Then I scored a penalty, 2-1. Then late Balali, a pass or a free kick from me. Balali scored 2-2 and went to extra time. We scored the whole 5 side penalty kicks. And we kept scoring, they kept scoring. Then it got to a point, we had to scream on the referee and say, hey, listen, just dive to one side. You know, diving to one side, you might touch the ball and that's it. And he said, hey, I'm trying. We're all laughing, you know, hey, it doesn't matter. And they got to late Mudashiru Stone. I said, hey, Aji, you're going to take penalty. He said, I am not going close to that place. If I lose this penalty, Nigeria will say, Mudashiru kill. I said, Shiru, we all finished playing. It's you alone now. You're going to do something. So was now between Mudashiru Lawa and Rufai to help us to qualify for the finals. Then somehow Peter dived to one side, got the ball. Mudashiru went in, scored the goal. We went to the finals against Cameroon. But it was good experience against Cameroon. We, you know, it's like having youth against experience. I think we scored first.
Yes,
Mudalawa,
10 minutes.
Is it Mudalawa or Mudalawa?
Yes.
Then we had another occasion, an open goal that Henry Wonsu should have finished up. He missed. And then we saw the rod of the Cameroonians. Gee, Manga Gena was there. Mbida Mbidi, Jesus Christ. A beggar. Oh man,
Roger
Mila. Shoot, it was good. I mean, we thought we gave our best. We lost 3-1, and he just came back from the World Cup, so the team was intact. And you know,
But it was good experience. We came home with silver.
Yeah, 86 we didn't qualify.
86,
We didn't qualify.
No, is it we didn't qualify or?
We didn't qualify. Zambia put us in the final game.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And then 88.
Yeah. 88, I was playing the finals.
Yeah.
88, I was shuttling North Africa, Europe, from Anderlecht, every game I had to go back and play.
Steven, 88 was another dramatic Nations Cup for Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about what you can remember.
88, yeah. I know that we found another exceptional, talented, of, I don't know what to use to qualify this player, but you know, it's a shame that we didn't have him for long. Samuel Okwaraji, great, great talent, you know. Our team wasn't that a team, but we were playing with so much determination and passion. We were so happy to wear Nigerian color. And I was doing back and forth, Europe, Anderlecht, Morocco, Anderlecht, every game, every after game, I have to fly back to Anderlecht to play, because, you know, it was a mixed period for Champions League, and, you know, so they didn't give me all outright permission to play, but I had to play for Nigeria. It is, I just have to. And we had Okosieme, some good talent in our team. But again, we qualified for the finals. Again, against Cameroon, Roger Miller with his things, penalty, a great goal again from Henry Nwosu, referee said, no, not this time. We lost 1-0.
When the referee gave that penalty, you know, the penalty that Cameroon used to beat us, I remember because it was a boy bay on Roger Miller. What exactly did you do? You were the captain of the team.
No, I went to the referee. I went to the referee and I said, listen, this is not a penalty. This, are you scared of Issa Ayatu? Because it was just nominated as chairman,
yes,
then
as CAF president.
I said, are you, what you trying to get it? You know, this is not right for African football, you know. I mean, and you can't just give a penalty like that in a match like this. But he wouldn't listen if he's taking his decision, and that's it. And that was it. Then we scored. Henry wants to score a goal. He refused the goal. And I said, hey, are you from Cameroon? How much did they give to you? What is wrong with you? He said, if I say one more word, he's going to give me a red card. I said, you know what? He can give me anything he wants. You have to give this goal to us. But, you know, all these referees, I mean, I appreciate the effort because it's not easy. But sometimes, well, they're humans. They make mistakes.
If you have enjoyed this podcast, you can drop your comments below and share your opinion with other listeners. Thank you.